Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
School is back in session. That's right, drop-offs and pickup, math homework, and science projects. You know what parents don't have time for? To think about what to eat for dinner. Fortunately, Home Chef can take the stress off of the parents by providing fresh, pre-portioned meals for the entire family. Home Chef makes cooking simple. Fresh food delivered, easy recipes to follow, and meals that actually taste great. Home Chef is rated number one by users of other meal kits for quality, convenience, value, taste, and recipe ease. You can get classic recipes with fresh ingredients, 30-minute meals, or oven-ready trays, or even quick microwave options. There's even a dedicated family menu for hassle-free, delicious dinners. Home Chef has 30 meal options each week, with choices for the different diets and tastes and appetites. Plus, it's affordable. Home Chef customers save an average of $86 per month on groceries. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering our listeners 50% off and free shipping for your first box, plus free dessert for life. Go to homechef.com/plus. That's homechef.com/plus for 50% off your first box and free dessert for life. Homechef.com/plus. Must be an active subscriber to receive free dessert.
The process of accepting insurance outside of a group practice can be tough, but most people looking for mental health care want to use their benefits to pay for sessions. If you're interested in seeing clients through insurance, Alma can help. They make it easy to get credentialed with major insurance plans at enhanced reimbursement rates. They also handle all the paperwork, from eligibility checks to claim submissions, and guarantee payment within 2 weeks. Plus, when you join Alma, you'll get access to time-saving tools for intake, scheduling, treatment plans, progress notes, and more in their included platform, so you can spend less time on administrative work and more time offering great care to your clients. Visit HelloAlma.com to get started. That's HelloAlma.com.
It's NBA tip-off week, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you miss the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join, because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I think plus minus kind of tell you a lot.
Murray steps back. Bang! 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 Exclamation point!
The plus minus statistic.
It's a stat that tells the truth.
Are you a believer in that statistic?
You tell me. I know it's good to be a plus.
It's Warriors plus minus.
Plus minus, plus minus.
Welcome to Warriors plus minus.
I'm your host, Marcus Thompson. I got my guy, Tim Kawakami, with me. And after a six-game road trip, at the conclusion of the daunting stretch they have been talking about all season, not too bad. They don't play anybody tonight, right? They sat
all five. It was Steph, Draymond, Horford, Butler, Kuminga's still out. So basically five of your top six, essentially. And they went with everyone else and played tough enough. Did not win. I mean, the Heat is one of those typical letdown. The Heat looked at who was sitting and go, we don't have to play that hard tonight. And your guy, Pat Spencer, you're going to have to go back over to DVR and watch your guy, Pat Spencer. He was Pat Spencering it out there, and it was interesting to watch.
But, you know, so that's a scheduled loss. I think Steve Kerr was talking about that even before they got to the Orlando-Miami part, just like, and you know,
that's why they went so hard for those two Spurs games, man. They went hard for those games. I'm surprised they went so hard for the first one, but they did. And then they went hard for Steph. You know, Steph wanted those two. There were,
hey, what I tell you, get rhythm in the first one, get them ready for the second one. He did more than just get a rhythm in the first one, though. He ended up going crazy. I mean, those two games, essentially, I don't want to be like too crazy and hyperbolic and say it saved the season. But it saved the spiral that was coming. Like, even now, we thought before this trip, you go 3-3, you're doing pretty good. Based on those San Antonio games, you can kind of look at it and there's even room to be a little disappointed.
Yep.
Right? Like, it's like, I don't know.
Last night's game was not a great game. I mean, they're tired at the end of a trip, but they played everybody. Obviously, Kuminga's hurt, and Orlando did not have Paulo, but Orlando's still pretty good.
Orlando's got a lot of it. Somebody said this, and it was like, man, who you taking? Just take away the 30 and ups. Who you taking on the Warriors roster over Anthony Black?
Yeah, that's a good one because he hurts. Those are the guys who hurt him, right? MT is like these
the guys they can't find either. They can't find these guys.
And they run around. They finish just long. That's the kind of guy who, especially this Warriors team, which is not the most athletic, which is not the longest, which is old, you know, all those things we know. But that's it. Listen, put that to a side. You know, you're right. That those are the games. Like,
Buddy is like losing sight of the man in the corner, right? And he's up a little bit too, so he's basically conceding baseline, and it turns into like an explosive dunk. And it's like it's catch. Take off, boom! It's like, whoo. They need a couple of those guys.
Yes, they do.
With all that said,
yes, the same. I think generally, I was saying 2-4 would be about the worst they could do, which that would be acceptable. 3-3 is fine to get to 9-8. They're over 500. They played the most games in the NBA. They played by far the most road games in the NBA. They're tired. Most back to back. Steph's got sick. Kuminga got hurt. All these things, they're fine, but yes, they need one more player. They need one more. Now, De'Anthony Melton is going to be part of that one more player, but they do need one more player. And Kuminga could be that one more player. I got some people mad at me, MT, a few days ago, including his agent. But
Hey, Rock
was on me. Call me stupid, but it's okay. I respect the representation.
He didn't say you were stupid. He just said, hey, I'd call you stupid.
Okay, didn't call me stupid. Call my thinking stupid. Which he called you stupid, yes. I understand. I don't understand. I will not respect the people shouting at me that I'm claiming that Kuminga's terrible. I'm not. I'm a JK guy. Just the fit we're going to see. And if the Warriors need to get better, MT, who are they going to trade to get better?
Kuminga's the piece, right? Yeah, no question. That's the piece. I do think Paz.
I mean, no question.
His salary isn't enough to.
Yep. Moody's salary is interesting. I don't know that you get a lot for that, but the $13 million is a very nice salary, but everything else is going to be hard to move. So if they're going to get better, if they're going to find a piece that fits them, it's got to be Kuminga. It's just interesting. I'll just say it's just interesting that they won those two games in San Antonio, which were huge games, right after they pulled Kuminga from the starting lineup and Pajemski. point that out.
I didn't think it was. I know what you're saying. Yeah.
And he played 12 minutes in one, then got hurt, and then played no minutes the other. No, again,
it felt like more Steph than anything. Like,
yeah, no question. And that was A-Rock's point, and that's fine. But also maybe just yeah, he's played great games with Kuminga. Is it just a better flow when it isn't? Definitely, it's a better flow when Kuminga isn't holding the ball. Right, that's what
it's we a
know.
Better flow.
When he's moving the ball, it's fine, and that was the beginning of the season. Is it a better flow when he's not stopping the ball and they're not thinking, okay, Jonathan, you got to get the ball back here? That's the point. And then does Steph get a better flow? Does everyone else get a better flow? That's the question. It's only a question because it was the thing last season. It's what caused a long negotiation. It's what did all this stuff. So I'm just pointing out it was interesting that that happened. Not that he should be benched. Not that he's terrible. In fact, he's very valuable, as he showed early in the season. It's just interesting. And you and I have come to this conclusion separately, but we both have dawned on each other. They need another player. And if they're going to get another player, that's how they're going to have to do it. And
need another really good player.
Yeah, trade a future first rounder. You know,
they don't need like a good player. Like De'Anthony Melton is a good player.
Yeah.
They need somebody better than that.
Yes.
Like that's what they need, somebody better than that. I think this stretch without Kuminga, especially after what we saw at the beginning, I think it actually favors Jonathan Kuminga because it is a better flow. There is more like ball movement, everything is happening quick. I still don't think that's good enough, though.
Yeah, it's a good like that's point. Like that's so pretty it, good though. It's pretty good.
It's was pretty good when Steph is making shots, when Jimmy's playing pretty good. The problem is when teams just say, "Listen, you're not doing it. You got a Herb Jones on you," mm-hmm. and he's just saying, "Listen, my entire energy is dedicated to taking Steph away." And the entire team, we're talking about the Pelicans here, man. Mm-hmm. John Hollinger just wrote, like, this is the most unserious office. Yeah. Like, when teams are just saying that movement, that flow, we're just going to disrupt it by contesting every pass on the perimeter. They just don't have guys to say,
well,
they how had Moody, dare you play me up like this?
They had Moody make 7 threes, but I understand.
Yeah, I'm saying. Like Moody made 7 threes, it looked great. Once the three stopped growing, it looked terrible. Because in those situations, somebody's got to drive to the basket.
No question. No question.
This is not rocket science. Yeah. Get to the basket.
Lower your shoulder.
That passing and it's great when it's working and Steph is making shots and the defense is whatever. But when they you saw Orlando. They're just like, yeah, we're taking everything away.
Yes. Yes.
Like we're gonna contest every pass on the perimeter. We're gonna make you feel every decision you make. And like they actually did pretty well when they did it. When they said when Jimmy put his head down, Steph was it. They just don't have enough guys who can do that. Yes. Who can just say, hey, to me, it's like in those games is where it's like JK is not the greatest at it, but he's better than what they have.
No question.
You know, like no so. Question. So it's, to me, it felt like they would have to upgrade over that.
Yep.
Like get somebody in here who like, hey, they would see how teams guard the Warriors and feel disrespected, and say, "I will." What would Malik Monk do if you pressed him up 32 feet from the basket?
Yep.
There is no question where he is going. Right. Well,
it's interesting you mentioned the Pelicans, though, because Trey Murphy is always.
Yeah, why do the Pelicans suck? They got like four players I like.
Herb Jones, Trey Murphy, Zion, whatever. But Trey Murphy did not look so. I didn't watch all that game. I was doing something else, but I watched some of it. And it was 49er game. You know, Murphy, he didn't look great. He's not the greatest dribbler, but he is so athletic. He can shoot the three. He was guarding Steph. So. You know, I just like if you can get Trey Murphy, that's
he can't dribble like his dribbling is like, you know,
too high
suspect, like just like Kuminga, like they're not doing the 7 dribble crossing you up spin. Yeah. They're not doing that. But if he's shooting 40% from three,
yes, and he's 6'8" and he can finish. He's not the perfect player. he might be really, really good for the Warriors. Just that you mentioned the Pelicans. It's been mentioned. His salary does fit perfectly with the Kamingas. I don't know. Well, nobody knows what the Pelicans, what the hell they're doing. That's why you're mentioning it, because they might do something ridiculously stupid. I don't know that it would take an extra first-round pick. Maybe it would, but that's the kind of player. It's almost exactly the player that the Warriors would be looking at the trade deadline, and I think it would take somebody like that. They do not compete well with these high-flying teams. They just don't. Or, you know, the Thunder, you don't say high-flying, but they just throw 11 6-foot-7 guys at them who just overplay everything and dare you to make 7 passes to try to get somebody open, and they're going to steal it in one of those passes. And that's what we saw. So, yeah, it's a measured thing. Like, if Kuminga's playing really well and he's playing efficiently and he's thoughtful, he's really important, like he was early in the season. Then it's, you know, and it wasn't just him. You know, Pajemski has sort of hit the wall. Horford's not played well this season. We can go through all these lists, but it will be interesting to see how this, you know, when he's healthy, he's going to get minutes. Obviously, he's going to get the non-Jimmy minutes, but what other minutes is he going to get? How is the Melton minutes going to be? How are they going to figure that out? I know who you're taking out of the minute high minute rotation.
Who is it taking him out?
Pods.
I mean, if Melton comes back and looks good, those Pods, are the minutes you're coming from.
Yeah, no question. No,
Like, you're gonna have to take the job for Pods, right? Like,
yeah. And he's important in a lot of ways.
No, he plays.
Yeah,
he's San Antonio. He was good.
Yeah, he's a backup point guard. That's, I mean, Melton could take some of those minutes. I don't think Kerr likes Melton as the point guard, but he can do some of those. Get him into the lane, shoulder through, get a foul, the stuff that Jimmy can do also. Quentin Post has not been taking twos this year. He was taking them tonight, and I pointed that out. I think he should take twos more. He shies away from twos. He does a pump fake from three, takes two dribbles, and he's done. You can't. That's how he turns the ball over. He did turn the ball over a lot tonight too, but again, it's a weird game. That's a way they can get some buckets. You know I love the tough twos. JK gets them, no question. They got to get some other guys. Moses can do a lot of things. He is not a tough two taker. He is not. He just gets the ball knocked away a lot inside. He's not a perfect player. They got to figure out a way to get some tough twos, to be an elite team, to be, as you say, to play with the big boys when Steph isn't going for 45. Now, he's going to go for 45 a lot in big games, but sometimes he's not. You know, you would have thought that the Spurs would be equipped to shut him down. They got Castle. They got all these long guys. He figured that one out.
You're just not shutting him down when a shot feels good. You're just not.
Yeah. It comes at so many weird angles. Like, they're just not used to him coming off these angles. Something that, you know, OKC seems to be, and other teams kind of figure it out, but like, you're just seeing him come off or come, you know, circling around, and you kind of take your eye off him for one split second.
You can't try to guard him. You just got to decide, I'm taking him away, or I'm not, or I'm living with how he feels, right? Yeah. Like, that's what OKC did. They didn't try to take you away. I mean, they don't do well against him either, by the way. But the teams that manage are the ones who say, like, no, I don't care about – they have that player who's saying, I don't care about anything else on this court. But
it's like what I say about the 49ers and Christian McCaffrey. It's like, what are you doing? Just guard him when he goes out to the side. That's all you got to do, and you will beat the 49ers. And sometimes they can't do it. Some teams can, but that's another sport. I'm sorry, MT.
It's personnel, though, right?
It's like, yeah,
it's also personnel. No, that's a big part of it. No, I do think, I mean, like, Steph is going to Steph. Jimmy was, I think the underrated part in that Spurs game was Jimmy was great.
Yep. Yep.
Like, Jimmy was really good. And it wasn't like the playoff Jimmy score 30, but man, he is such an effective counterpunch with Steph, because he's just inside, shoulder in your chest, get to the line on a defense that's already stretched. So it's not quite like, I'm going to throw it in a post, or this whole kind of dazzle, I'm going to, you know, get to the rim. It's body blows, you know. It's just like he's just doing it. So he getting switched onto them guard. Poor De'Aaron Fox, right? You got to deal with this Steph situation or Castle, and then you end up getting switched. And Jimmy Butler sees you, and he's like, eyes light up, like, hey, shoulder.
And they throw, and they throw it to him.
They throw it, time, no question.
Every time.
He's such an effective counterpunch that, like, when he's aggressive and Steph is cooking, it makes them really tough to deal with. And I could see that as a playoff formula. I mean, that's really what we're doing, right? It's like, how many games, like, if they're not chasing in the play-in, then it's just really about, hey, how does this map out in the playoffs? So when I'm saying they need another player, I'm really thinking about that. But they also needed to get through this season. You know what I'm saying? Like, they need another player to get through the season. Obviously, it can't happen until January. But, like, you just can't – sometimes these stars don't have it. And if it's very clear, and they just got to bank – they got to bake that in. Like, yeah, it can't be like, oh, where are you? Like, they're just not going to have it. You know, like, you're looking at 15-20% of the season. You might as well just say it's going to be tough. And in those games, you can't just be like, oh man, Steph don't have it, Jimmy doesn't have it. Those are the games they need the other guy to sense it and just go take it. But you got Moody with 4 points, possibly two. Horford can't make a shot.
Kuminga would be important there. I mean,
that's Kuminga, the part where I think Kuminga proved his value. Yeah.
And Melton would be part of that. You know who the Warriors
fans where's are? Buddy, by the way? Like, where is Buddy?
He had a bad – I mean, if you want to say who had a bad road trip, Buddy had a bad road trip. I mean –
he's not even shooting.
Yeah, he shot tonight.
Shots off. Yeah, I mean –
tonight was different. But, yeah, he kind of turned down a couple – last couple games. Like, you could
tell he pumped faking, driving.
Yeah, like, and that's not Buddy Hield. You talk about who's going to lose minutes with Melton. It's not – it's going to be somebody. It's going to be somebody.
I don't think Buddy's getting those minutes anyway.
Yeah, he might be a 12-minute a night guy, and if he hits a couple shots, and it'll be more than 12. It's been headed sort of that way. Buddy and Horford have not been very good this season. Just happened, and Horford's been like lower than that. You got to figure those guys can make shots. Those guys will do it. Horford is still, you know, a really smart, really thoughtful player. He blocked shots. He was getting some tough rebounds, I think, in Orlando, if I remember correctly. Quinton Post, that's another one. Like, I really was watching this game. Man, if the Warriors have a guy who hasn't taken that biggest step yet into the rotation and could really help them, it might be Post. Now, that some of that is, like, it might be over Horford, but because Draymond's still going to play a lot of center. But, like, that guy has not been very good. He hasn't hit a lot of threes. If he can just get that going – that is a unique part for them, and
he's
they
just
might
too
need
shot. He's too 3-point. He's Buddy. Yeah, got, he's a yeah, tall got, Buddy. Yeah,
exactly. That's why taking twos today. And that was, you know, against some. He was matched up sometimes on some switches with small guys. But then he has been in the past, and he doesn't even look at the basket. You got to look. At least got to turn and try to hit that shot, and maybe get fouled. He just doesn't do that. So who was it? Horford took his first free throws last night in Orlando. Yeah. That's amazing. I know he hasn't played a lot, but that's amazing.
Every holiday shopper's got a list, but Ross Shoppers, you've got a mission. Like a gift run that turns into a disco snow globe, throw pillows, and PJs for the whole family, dog included. At Ross, holiday magic isn't about spending more. It's about giving more for less. Ross, work your magic.
Black Friday savings are here at the Home Depot, which means it's time to add new cordless power to your collection. Right now, when you buy a select battery kit from one of our top brands like Ryobi or Milwaukee, you'll get a select tool from that same brand for free. Click into one of our best deals of the season and stock up on tools for all your upcoming projects. Get Black Friday savings happening now at the Home Depot. Limit one per transaction. Exclusions apply. Full eligible tool list in-store and online.
The Subaru Share the Love event is on from November 20th to January 2nd. During this event, Subaru donates to charities like the ASPCA, helping support more than 142,000 animals so far. When you purchase or lease a new vehicle during the 2025 Subaru Share the Love event, Subaru and its retailers will make a minimum $300 donation to charity. Visit Subaru.com/share to learn more.
Post plays like he's thinking, in order for me to like do good here, I got to make some threes.
Yeah.
But really, it's in order for you to do good here, you need to score.
Yeah.
You have to provide offense because defense, you know, is where you're weak. So if you're not a bonus on offense, a bonus, not just a 3-point shooter. So some of these shots, like if they know what he's in for, now they know why he's there. He has to go in for a two. He's gotta take what the defense gives him and be a threat to score from the five. And you know, Draymond is getting them up, and he's not making shots, like, but he's getting them up. Like, Post gotta kind of take that mindset.
Yep.
Like, just get the shots up. Just go for it. Well, the pump
fake dribble in, and then now I got to pass.
Nothing, yeah.
It is just a disaster play for them. It's a disaster play. And it never leads to anything because you just don't have to guard him there. So, I mean, he's second year, certainly not, you know, gone through the battles. But if he can just get a 8-foot runner, that would change his game entirely. I mean, nobody has it anymore, right? Pajemki tries it too, and he almost misses it every single time. But just that, like, I can get moving and then find a place to shoot a two-footer. I mean, I'm sorry, a two-pointer is just – it's not classy, and that's not the way the analytics want him to do, but I just – that would open up so many things for him, and he sort of did it today. I know Horford's not going to do it, not at this point in his career, but you know, he's done it for a long time. If Post could just figure that out, man, he'd get a lot more minutes. I have little doubt about that. They need other offense. They struggle to create offense. And, you know, who's it going to be? Is Jimmy Butler or Steph Curry? And then it's going to be who?
You're hoping Draymond is hot. You're hoping Pods is making shots.
Moses, whatever. You know who the fans are calling for? Seth Curry. They're like, when's Seth Curry coming? When's Seth Curry back? And I'm like, hey, I understand why you're so excited about it. There's also a reason why he's not playing in the NBA right now and why he was cut even after he was in training camp. He's going to be an add-on. He's not going to be a guy who's going to be signed, you know, whatever, December 20th and go right into anywhere near the rotation. De'Anthony Melton is the guy who isn't playing, who will go right into the rotation when he's ready. Seth, you know, in these kind of games, like tonight, Seth could go off, but it's going to be these kind of games, at least initially. You know, he's not replacing Buddy Hield like many fans wanted to do. He's not replacing Pods. He's like, that's not happening. The guy who could do that is De'Anthony Melton.
Yeah, and don't forget about Pat Spencer, by the way.
Well, every time he goes in, it does stuff. I mean, like that was.
Man, if he just had a little bit more reliable shot, it'd be.
Yes, so yes.
That's the thing that holds him back.
You talk about a guy who would take minutes away from Pods. Ooh, boy, that's the guy who would do it. But probably
not. He's not taking minutes from Pods.
Probably not having it right now.
13 assists, though.
He played well. He played well. I mean, he did play. You got to go back and watch it. He played well. He was like plus 15 for a while or something like that. It was like wild, but he does stuff. Your guy.
Yeah, they get to regroup. Now, you know, one game above 500, right? Not ideal. Not terrible, right? They'll be all right. And I do feel like now they've got to like take advantage of this next part of the schedule. Yep. Like in order for like holding on and being representative in this situation, right? In order for that to like pay off, to me, they've got to really string together some wins now that the schedule has turned in their favor. So can they do that? Do you feel like being home, you know how I am about home. They mess around at home.
They do, but they haven't this year. I mean, they haven't played great super games, but they're 8-0 at home, which is a big difference from last season, that's for sure.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
And two seasons ago, for sure.
Well, and you know, Nuggets were that was a good home win.
That was a good home win. But you know, they should win. They got Portland Friday, so let's just start there. Yeah, they should win that game.
Portland is the same type of tough team.
It is, but they, I mean, they're on the road. They do, but not so much. I mean, in Portland, they do not so much on the road. But I mean, we'll see.
I think they just had like a 1-4 road trip.
Yeah, they're not. There's a bunch of teams. Maybe the Warriors are one of them, but are going to be so much better at home than they are on the road. So that's what you take your best shot when you play them in their place, and then you beat them in your place. And it's lined up, and maybe the Warriors will just be one of those great home teams this season. And the schedule will turn. It's going to get even easier down the road, but they've banked these road games in order. You take them, and then you take advantage of the home run that they're going to get. And Steph and Jimmy and Draymond, I don't think are exhausted. Now, I think I was wondering about that watching that Oklahoma City game and the Denver game before that. But I think they've kind of modulated on those guys. That's going to be the biggest thing. Hey, they're healthier than a lot of other teams right now. You see the list of all these injured guys out there, Giannis and Wemby and people are going down. Obviously, the Warriors will get other injuries, but at the moment, it's been relatively okay. And then let's see where they are in a month. Let's see where they are at Christmas. Let's see where they are a little bit after that, because then it's going to be trade time. And I think they'll be okay. I think, Steph is going to win a certain amount of games just by himself. Draymond's still fine. Jimmy's still fine. Are they going to get Kuminga, Moody, Pajemski, Horford? Those are big, big parts of this. And we have not seen the best from any of those four. Not consistently, that's for sure. And not at all from a couple of them, too. So, and Hield, Melton, we can go down the list. But Pajemski, did I say Pajemski? I think I said
Pajemski. Yeah,
yeah.
Sometimes I think Paz is like right on the cusp.
Yes. Oh man, that little pull-up jumper was really nice.
Oh man, he's one of them players over the course of covering these Warriors. Like, there's a few players, man, that when their 3-point shot is falling, they are just completely different. It changes everything you feel about them and think about them.
Yeah,
It's just like, not saying he's on that level, but like, Nick Young was one of them players. Man, he looked so good when his threes are going. Like, man, that dude is good. Like, he could play. When it wasn't falling, it's like, how's he on this team?
Leandro Barbosa. Barbosa is one like, what is
Maurice
he doing
Spates,
out there?
Right? Spates, like, that three fall, you're like, hey, man, hey, this guy can play. Like,
he should play some more. What's he doing?
Yeah.
Some more.
Yeah. Haas is one of those guys when his three is falling, it's like, hey, this dude, all star, right? Like, even White Shohei, hey, let's go. But when the shot's not falling, it's just like you're really just dribbling around, like you're not doing anything. Like, so
he would be better if the Warriors had another playmaker. Like, he plays off a playmaker.
Right? He does. He plays off a player really well.
Yeah, and
really
so well. When he's the playmaker, although he can make plays, he's not a finisher. So,
or he's better making plays when, you know,
the other playmakers are. Yeah. There's action, and then he's cutting off the action. That's what I think gets Warriors fans very frustrated, and we know they are extremely frustrated with Pajemski, is that sometimes it just stops and the ball ends up in his hands, and that's a talent. Like, the ball ending up in your hands means that your teammates of the four, five guys out there,
they and you're in the right ball. Places, yeah, yeah. Right?
You, but then he's got to go do something, and he's just a little bit awkward at that.
Yeah, I do think when he's not going offensively, like it almost obscures the other things he does, right? Where you like, it doesn't feel like he's doing them. Where, like, when the shots fall, it's like, oh man, he's taking charges, he's rotating on defense, he's moving the ball. Like, the shot's not falling. It's like, it's much more of like a feel thing. But I do think there's a reason, like, he tends to have a high plus minus. Like, he just does a lot of things. And when you got players like Steph and Jimmy and Draymond, like, half the problem is not getting in the way and messing it up. And he just is never in the way messing it up. He's probably hitting his ceiling as a playmaker scorer, and they just really need it. So it looks that way, but he's typically going to make good plays. He, you know, the question is like, how big of a role should he have? How much offense should he carry? Like, well, that's the question.
You know, I just say in a way that more people might get mad at me, but there's a reason why I think Pajemski and Kuminga are about level value right now, just in the Warrior system for what they do. But there's a reason why the vets and Kerr yell at Kuminga way more than they yell at Pajemski, because Pajemski doesn't do as much as Kuminga that we can see, but he doesn't get in their way. It's a perfect way to say that. Kuminga does more, but he also does more that pisses them off, because he gets in their way sometimes. It's an interesting, and I'm not saying he's more or less valuable. I'm just saying that's why that happens. And when things are going really well, Pajemski fits into that perfectly. Sometimes it does. Sometimes JK doesn't. But sometimes when things are going terribly, Pajemski looks horrendous, and JK can go save the day.
Yeah, he can go be the hero.
It's just this weird combination of those two. They're just equivalent in weird ways in this Warrior ecosystem. And Pajemski fits it more because when they're going good, he fits it. When they're going bad, you need a guy like Kuminga more. But can he be good enough at that to balance out the other stuff? Or can he figure out how to fit the system in a way that even when he's not at his best, he's not kind of mucking things up? I think that was the issue in Denver.
It's also an insane ask when you think about it.
No, for 23-year-old, still 23 like, years old.
Hey, when we're rolling, we need you to fit in our system. When we're not rolling, hey, man, scrap all that and just go be a star. Yeah. Right?
It's a lot. It's a no question. It's like, what is it? It's three possessions a half, right? We're going good, but now JK, like, you're right. It's a very, very intricate formula. Nobody's figured it out yet. Not just him. Kerr, Steph, Draymond, Jimmy. It's a tough thing. You know, Jimmy has been trying to figure it out. All right, Jimmy's been the guy that's been in his ear. We'll see. He's got an incredible amount of talent. That is what it just seems like. They get him a shot early, and if he misses it, things start to fall apart a little bit. If he makes it,
but it did earlier in the year, so I wonder what happened.
I don't know.
I mean, maybe it's just like that's what happens in the course of a season. He gets healthy, he has a stretch. I mean, he's had good stretches, he had bad stretches before. If it did feel like something figured out, I do think they talk to him a lot too, because like they can see, like, he's the guy who can help us.
No question.
Right? When I'm struggling and I need essentially a break on the court, like, yo, JK, go. Like, that's the one they want to tell. Go do your thing. I don't think they can tell anybody else that. So there's this kind of urgency. Well,
Pajemski's already saying it. Paz doesn't need anybody to tell him.
Paz is saying it.
Give it to me. My turn.
So yeah, I do think they look at like JK, man, there's this urgency for him to get this, because if he gets it, he's the one who could do the thing that they need him to do. So they are invested in making sure
like he gets this. But yeah, you know, I mean, we've talked quite a bit about Kuminga over the last few months. What have you seen from Jimmy? Like, you know, the whole talk was give him a camp, right? You mm-hmm. saw what he did, 23-7 in the playoffs. Got him a camp. He's interwoven into the Warriors universe.
He had them over his house. Yeah. He had them all over his house.
16 games in, but not even a quarter of the season yet. But does that feel like that was something accurate?
All right. Yeah.
More time, Jimmy would be even better. They'll be even better together. Do you see a higher ceiling, you know, with the added time together?
You know, I guess it's tough to say higher than what, you know, it was so good from the moment he stepped in, you know, 23 and 8. We all know the numbers. Beat Houston, you know, game 7 on the road. I think, can it be the same or can it be more consistent? I think he's been really good. He's hitting threes, MT. Like, he's going to tell us a million times he's not a three-point shooter, but he is being left open at the three.
Taking them.
Yeah, and feeling confident about them, especially the corner threes, which are certainly the ones to take. I think he's been really good. I think he was good in the Spurs. I think he was good, actually, in Orlando. He was, like, their best player in the
Orlando. He was the best player in Orlando.
And they need stuff like that. You know, when the passing lanes are not there, you got to go get fouled, and then you got to start, you know, opening things up for everyone else. I think he's been really good. I think he's been really committed. You know, I'm in my mind going, can they try to figure out how to get Jimmy more minutes with Steph? Because that's when they're at their best. And they, you know, and they are, like, you definitely want one on the floor at all times. But I mean, sometimes,
do you though?
I know, like, that's,
I feel,
what,
like,
I'm,
they
wondering,
force, yeah, it too much.
I know, that's what I'm wondering. Now, you could get exposed yourself if you don't have Jimmy and Steph out there. I don't know who's the central hub of that second unit.
Who's then more likely to throw insane lineups out there to Steve Kerr?
I guess, like, so. But, I mean, that's the old days, right? When it's like, it's,
I mean, he does it now. You look out there and it's like, Gee, yeah. Steph.
Yeah. That,
like, what is out there? But yeah, for a few minutes, to me, I wonder if you put Draymond with that second unit, sit Jimmy and Steph, and maybe they alternate or whatever, but give Pods and Kuminga and Moody a few minutes a game and be like, this,
you
is
put Melton, you can put Melton in there. Put Melton,
hey, this is, yeah, your show now.
Yeah.
There's,
yeah,
no, there's no, you know, working off the gravity of Steph. There's no ball going through the hands of Jimmy, especially against teams like Portland. Like, look, man, these dudes just as young as you. Yeah. Right, like, go, get out of here.
Yeah, go,
you know, you know what Bob Fitzgerald says: the first game after a long road trip. Is,
yeah, it is.
It's tougher than a road trip. This is a, yeah. So, like, to me, it feels like, you know, obviously when Kuminga's out there, but give them a space to say, you know, give Jimmy, like, I'm with you, Jimmy and Steph together.
I
want as many minutes as
thinking,
possible.
Yeah, I was thinking about that tonight. You know, they both weren't playing, but it's like, that is the magic. Those two guys are the magic. I think they are working well together. That is the group that is going to get you to wherever you know, that's the highest point you're going to go is with those guys. By the way, how you like that stat? When they put Horford in with Draymond, Jimmy, Steph, and Moody, which plausibly was a starting lineup, right? I mean, it wasn't completely out of the question. It's the first time that fivesome had ever played together last night, yeah, ever. And they played like 75 seconds just because of the Horford's been in and out. Moody was hurt. They've gone with different combinations. I'd like to see that fivesome some more just to see how it plays out.
I want Horford to get a little bit more comfortable. Before you
start talking. That might not happen that much. I wonder about that, although you do start getting into them. Remember those Livingston, Barbosa, Spates? You're, yes, like, who's all out there? How long are they going to go, man, without Steph? Really? And they've been so comfortable not having that. And we know it takes the stress level off of Steph when he's not so desperately worried about those times. But yeah, I've been wondering about it. You know, instead of Steph and Jimmy playing 20 minutes together, how about playing 24, 26 minutes together? I mean, you know, it's something to think about because those two guys are the Warriors' chance right there with Draymond playing the D. And I don't know if you just split them every single time, no matter what, I think there might be you don't get the pure benefit of having both those guys,
especially in today's league where 20-point leads are 10-point leads, but, you know, like, how bad can it get? It does. I mean, obviously, Steph is incredible, but just think about how many players who are like, yeah, man, the best I ever was with Steph, like, as a two-man tandem.
Yeah.
Steph and Clay, Steph and KD, right? Like, Steph and Draymond, now Steph and Jimmy.
Steph, Steph and Bogut, Steph and all those guys. Yeah.
This is like,
Steph and,
like,
Andre.
Now Jimmy is like, Steph and Jimmy, we're talking about them as like a two-man.
Guy named Clay Thompson.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Clay was the first. Clay first.
And,
I mean, Steph and Monte weren't that great together, but as Monte said, just think of over the years, it was like these iterations of Steph plus this other player.
Yeah,
we're now on number four of like Steph plus another star. That and this combo with Steph, you probably say is the best they've had. I mean, Jimmy wasn't Jimmy when Derek, bro.
Kevin Durant?
No, I'm saying like there's Jimmy. Who's the best player Jimmy's played with?
Oh, yeah, no.
Who's the best player KD's ever played with, right?
Yeah.
Like that.
Well, Jimmy pulls two Miami Heat teams to the finals, and, you know, Bam wasn't really Bam back. Now, the second time he probably was, but like that he was doing it on his own. He certainly did not have anybody.
Jimmy's not saying Bam is the greatest player I ever played with.
No, he is not.
But like, that's what just something that you brought to mind about Steph. Like, hey, Jimmy and Steph. I was like, we used to say the same thing about Jimmy and KD. And Jimmy and Draymond. Remember Jimmy and Draymond's minutes were
Steph.
Steph and Draymond is Linkum.
Yeah. Well, they kind of were for a while. Then they broke it up and they put it back together. I wonder. I might throw that question out of Kurt at some point. He will not have a specific answer, but that is a really that to me feels like how you win a series. It's like, you know what? We decided to go with Steph and Steph and Jimmy.
Are the 4 minutes extra you get with Jimmy and Steph more, you know, potent than the 4 minutes you gotta survive without them?
Yeah,
I think that's a pretty good bet, especially if you got, you know, Kuminga.
Well, you gotta play Paz, D. Moody. You gotta play D.
Yeah, you gotta be that. Remember that line? Remember it was the David West and them. It's like, man, if we ain't scoring, we want to win this like
4-2.
Yeah, 6-4. Like, we're just gonna win these next 6 minutes by two, right? Like,
yep.
So I mean, I don't even know if they have those kind of players. That's why Draymond would probably have to be on the floor in that situation. But it might be worth it. I agree with you. I think I can see the payoff, and I can see like kind of Jimmy's, like, I see how they work together better, him and Steph. Like, you could see how they play off each other and how Jimmy's reading his matchups when Steph's going crazy, or Steph is just like, okay, I'm going at this guy. He doesn't go at everybody. He's very smart about who he goes at, right? He's very selective, but he's getting really good at reading that. So I could see it. The question is the same. Will they make it to the playoffs fresh? Like, they're not fresh now after 16 games. No, all right, 5-game homestand, Portland, Utah, Houston, New Orleans, OKC. How many do they win?
A message from McAfee. Wondering why the post office is texting you, or why you owe thousands of dollars in toll fees? Because someone's trying to scam you. The good news? McAfee can help. With McAfee's award-winning scam detection, it's easy to tell what's real and what's fake over text, in your inbox, and online. If they're
You want a free gift?
Seriously? If they're faking it, they're not making it past us. Get award-winning scam detection today. McAfee.com/keepitreal.
This episode is brought to you by PayPal. PayPal helps you make the most of your money. You can earn 20% cash back when you pay in full with PayPal from now through December 8th. No fees, no interest. Act now to get this limited time offer.
Save the offer in the app to get 20% cash back when you pay in full from now through December 8th. PayPal. Expires 12/8. See paypal.com/promoterms. Subject to approval. Learn more at paypal.com/payinfour. PayPal Inc. NMLS 910457.
Toast the holidays in a new way and raise a glass of rum chata. A delicious creamy blend of horchata with rum. Enjoy it over ice or in your coffee. Rum Chata, your holiday cocktails just got sweeter. Tap or click the banner for more. Drink responsibly. Caribbean rum with real dairy cream, natural and artificial flavors. Alcohol 13.75% by volume, 27.5 proof. Copyright 2025 Agave Logo Brands, Pewaukee, Wisconsin. All rights reserved.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I'd say three is your minimum you need.
Three and two, huh?
Yeah, four would be incredible. Beat Houston or OKC. I don't know if they're going to, but get one of those.
You know they're going to be up for the OKC.
OKC game is going to be, well, Houston too. I mean, Houston too. But
they got Houston, 2 days off. New Orleans, 2 days off. Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
They're going to be lit for all those games.
No question.
The only game that they don't have like considerable rest for is Portland. They got one day off, and then Portland.
They got this one off. All of those five guys got this.
Yeah,
off.
They did rest. Yeah. You're right. Good point. Yeah. Good point.
Kuminga theoretically will.
That's
be
probably
back.
Why he did it. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, each of these games, they should have a reasonable rest, unless Utah like pushes them to.
Utah played the Lakers.
Hey, yeah. It wasn't Keontae George, but he was out there cooking. Yep. Yeah. And then they gave up 140 at the end.
Yeah, that's all of a sudden. Lakers are down. Lakers win by 15. Like, what the hell that happened?
That's all right. They let go of the rope quick.
They're going for that Darren Peterson Bowl or whatever the hell the number one pick is going to be, which they won't get because they never get it, even though they tank.
So basically you're saying they beat Portland, beat Utah.
Beat New Orleans. You got to get those three and then one. Yeah. And if you play well and lose both, that's not great, but it's not horrendous. If you've taken care of business in the other three, you just got to take care of those three and then see if you can pull one of the other two. And I think that's like, I think they think like that too, by the way, because I think they were really going for 3-3 in this road trip. And once they got it,
once they got the three and one.
Yeah. They're like, okay, we can shut it down here a little bit. And they wanted both Spurs games, and that's going to be important. And if they tie them in the standings, which
you
they
know
really
why
could,
it's important, huge, actually, huge. You know why it's important, the NBA Cup,
they're going to go to Vegas.
I do think they're like Vegas. Hold on,
put that banner up, NBA Cup champion.
$500,000.
Yeah, that too.
That's a deal.
You know,
wait, is this
one of these coming up? I don't know which one. I think it might be. God, I don't.
Yeah, no, it's the Portland game. It's the NBA Cup game.
Okay, they're 1-0 in the NBA Cup. I think 1-1. Denver. Yeah, Denver was one.
But they're like, it's brutal. They're really got mollywopped by Denver. So they're like minus, and then they won by one, so they're like minus 24. So they basically have to win out.
Is this an Amazon Prime thing? Is it an MT2 thing? I think it is, right?
It is Amazon Prime.
Yeah. Hey, your thing. You're
so they're all 1-1, but they have a group C worse, minus 24. Portland minus 22.
Yeah.
Then so
they got to win. They don't need to just beat Houston. They got to win out.
They need to murder Houston. They need to murder Portland. Remember, actually, they don't need to do that, because remember the last time they were playing to run up the score in Sacramento?
They lose the game. It was hilarious. You see Steph's like looking up the scoreboard and he's dribbling. You know what? That might distract you and you might lose the game, which is what happened. Hilarious.
I know people wanted the cup stuff, right? But if the Warriors beat Portland and beat Houston,
they're in.
They're going to Vegas, baby.
Well, I know. Don't you play one before that, right? I thought you play a. They're both
semifinals. Semifinals, yeah, you're right. Okay. It's a knockout rounds after that, yeah. So then have to do another one after that. But this was the group of death here.
Well, they got to win. They got to beat Houston. That's the point.
It basically comes down to beat Houston. But I don't. This is not this current Houston game is not the cup game. I don't think.
No,
just the. Oh no, yes it is. Jeez, they're playing two cup games this week
because they didn't play early one. That's why.
Yeah, so both they got two cup games. Oh, KD on a cup game.
The court's going to be what, all blue, neon blue, probably. No,
KD on a cup game. Okay, all right. So yeah, they win those two games. They're at the top with Denver. You know, a lead ahead of Group C. It always sounds crazy talking about this, but they want this. So, you know, I try not to think about how I would think about it.
Well, like, what are NBA cut?
It's not nothing to them. It's not nothing.
It's time in the spotlight. They kind of like that. It's the check, no question. But I kind of think it is more like you're going to put yourself through that and you're going to get all adrenaline up and it's going to be December and you still got to play, 60 games? Like, do you really want to do that? I don't know.
They get the time off, though.
Yeah.
Probably a better thing is for this team is to not make.
That's what I was saying. That's what I like. Why would you want to go through that and, you know, just play your regular schedule, whatever. Who won it last year? I don't even remember.
Milwaukee beat Oklahoma City.
Okay. Well, you know, whatever. I just think it's more stuff that you're talking about, more stuff that could get you tired.
I don't know. It's also, they probably need this stuff too.
To get going? Yeah. It's true. I mean, always have been like that. But I just don't. It's kind of a December thing, and the important games are April, May, and June. So that's my stance. I'm always going to be like that. So I feel the same way about a lot of things.
I'm going four and one on this trip, but they're going to lose to like Utah or Portland,
and then beat everybody else.
Okay, I'm calling out Landish team.
You're gonna beat Houston and OKC.
Hey, I almost called this. Remember, I was saying that they're going 5-1 on this road trip.
Yeah,
all I'm saying is,
what do you mean? You almost? They went 3-3. Almost.
No, they beat Orlando. Now you go to Miami. Like, hey, can we? No, they. No matter what happened, they were sitting out the Miami game.
Yes.
But I just didn't know they would win both against San Antonio.
I did not think. I thought one, and they sure wanted both. Man, Kerr was pushing it. Steph was pushing it.
We knew once Steph came back in that game at eight minutes after.
He's like, what is
like, oh,
he's going to play 37 minutes in this game?
38. Okay. Like, he's pushing them to 38. Wow. Like, geez.
That's what he played that early minute sub in Orlando. Like, well, he ain't playing in the next game. I don't always tweet that because people get really mad at me. But, folks, when there's a back-to-back in this first one and Steph comes in early in the fourth quarter – He is not playing in the next game almost every time. It's just Kerr knows he can play him a little bit more because he's not going to play him the next game. Usually. And then if Steph sits, Draymond tends to like to sit too. So why not? You don't want to beat these guys up. You know, Draymond's playing a lot of center minutes. This is fine. 9-8 is fine. They just got to not screw up during these next few games.
We are older than the Warriors. So barely, right? But we are still bringing it just like they are. There will be more Warriors plus minus coming your way. We'll get you next week. I don't know. We might have to force a few during his homestand for these big moments. These big, big time moments that are going to happen when Kevon Looney returns. We should do an emergency pod on the Kevon Looney video game.
Kevon Looney coaches DMP when he plays the Warriors, and that's not nice. That was not nice.
I think he's probably said, like, we're going there.
You might get me there. Get me there. Well, that'd be nice.
I'd rather you play me in back there than, you know, here.
I guess like, so. But
if he don't play him in Chase Center, that's
what it's like. Yeah, he'll
come
play.
Come on. Borrego's a pro. He'll he'll know what to do. He probably starts him anyway. All right. We'll be back. Please leave that 5-star rating, like and subscribe, share us on social media, tell your friends, have a Warriors plus minus listening party because nobody's better than us. Peace out, homies.
Ah, the sounds of an Etsy holiday. Now that's special. Want to hear it again? Get original and affordable gifts from small shops on Etsy. For gifts that say, I get you, shop Etsy. Tap the banner to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.